Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lauren Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100-word story all on its own, or some five-and-a-half-hour ramble, whatever. But it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Caleb picked the topic of looking back at 2008. We've got a bunch of stories in looking back at 2008. Hey, welcome to the new year, everyone. Yeah. Let's find out who won last week so we can find out who goes first. And that's... What? Oh, you morons. It's Planet Z. Anyway. Let's see. What am I going to do now? What the hell am I going to do? I guess I need to play Planet Z stories first. So here we go. Just remember the show notes are podcasting.isfullofcrap.com to read the words, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God, what is wrong with you people? I know it's a holiday and all that, and it was a new year, and nobody's podcasting. And travel day and all that, but come on. Ugh. All right, well, here we go. Planet Z, looking back at 2008.
And now, a moment with Rabbi Krapman.
You want to know about 2008? I give out that's a long ways back. Let me check out the Torah. And 2008. Jebediah begat Shlomo. Sylvia begat Nebuchadnezzar. Jaime begat David. There was a lot of begatting back then. Only little Jew bastards. Queen Sharon II begat, Rufus Cleveland Washington. Had a taste for dark meat. Couldn't keep her hands off the Schwarzer help. Miracles. There was a bunch of miracles, too. All sorts of miracles. Miracles here and miracles there. Or I give out the miracles. That's 2008. That'll be 10 shekels, kid.
That was, disturbing. Oh, by the way, the music was by Raul Jaskow from the, track available on iTunes. Check her out with Day of Rest. Good stuff. Good stuff! Okay. Thank you, Planet Z. Ugh. The text of each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever excuse for a website they sent me to link. Now it's time for the veterans. These are the people that just keep coming back for more and more and possibly more. I'll find out who the next one is as soon as this loads. Okay, the next one is Guy David. He's the guy who does the music at the beginning and the end and other play. Night Guy, Electronica, Under the Rock. All of his stuff is at GuyDavid.com. So here we go with Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to this week's weekly challenge. Apparently, I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and I have a story from you, sent to me from the future.
I remember
back in the days 2008. That's when the podcaster riot started. Angry podcasters going into the streets to protest their working conditions, being stuffed into dungy old basements, being constantly persecuted by the RIAA stormtroops, and suffering the ridicule of the bad old media. They just couldn't take this anymore. They just went into the streets, burning iPods and brassieres and shouting obscenities. Oh, those were the days. What do you mean that's not how it happened? You mean there were no protesters on the streets? No obscene words and burning brassieres and stuff? Oh, those wimps.
And that's how exactly the year is going to turn out. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from him at GuyDavid.com or the Home for the Hopelessly Silly. Next up is Tom... Wait, am I supposed to say Tom Marquette, T.A. Marquette, Tom, T.A., B.A. Baracus. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. A lot more. A whole lot more. Probably has more episodes combined of all the stuff that he does than I do. Well, here we go. Tom Marquette with his story.
Hello, night people. This is Painful Footnote. Tonight's story is called Flashbang. Jim, with only moments left till it becomes 2009, let's look back on the wacky world that was 2008. Right you are, Dan. There was a merger with Adam Curry's Cod Show and Alt-Doc Chicken to create Curry Chicken. And that surprising move by President Obama when he made Lawrence Simon his press secretary. That was a funny week. What's Lawrence doing now, Jim? I think it was 10 to 20, Dan. But you have to agree. The top story of the year was Marquette Plug Industries CEO Caleb Boone's win of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for Flubber.
Okay, looks like all the weirdos are coming out today. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. That was weird. Okay. Now, who's next? Oh, Terry from the old Cootcast. And his podcast has started up. So start listening to that. Subscribe to it in iTunes. Get it in there. URL's in the show notes. So here we go. Terry, the old Coot. Woot to the Coot.
Hi-de-ho, neighbors. Terry T. from the old Cootcast. And here's weekly challenge number 90. Looking back on 2008, as old man time had in so many previous years, saw it was like a tree. A seedling at first, then throughout the year, growing tall and straight. His gaze passed over each of the seasons. First spring, white and gray, turning into green and fresh, a mighty start. Next summer, strong, sunny, warm, reaching for the sky, at its pinnacle. Fall, the first sign of age, but with vibrant colors, still growing slowly. Then sadly, winter. The bleak snow and cold has stopped its growth. With a single stroke, old man time swings his sickle to clear away the tree for the next.
Wow. How did this guy wind up here? Thank you, Terry. You can check out more at the old Cootcast. The link is in the show notes. Just go there and click on it, and you'll be right there. And then subscribe to him in iTunes, because he's gotten his stuff going. Very cool stuff. All right, next up is Robert, but Robert didn't send in an audio file. So, Robert, his text is in the show notes, but his story is not going to be played for you. And no, the midget is not coming back. The midget is gone. Never coming back. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Ellison has returned. Ellison, and he's got the book Shorts in a Wad, Ellison1.blogspot.com, all over the place here. But he's right here, right now. No other place I'd want to be.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 90 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is Looking Back on 2008, and my submission is entitled Looking Back. Tell you about 2008? Sure I can, Jimmy. That was the year everything changed. Kinda hard to imagine that way back then, everybody was worried about something called global warming and some business called Islamofascism. Be honest with you, I was too little to remember what that stuff was supposed to be. Them was crazy times. We used to ride around in cars and get food from a big old building right off the shelf. No, I ain't bullshitting you. But all that stuff went away in 2008 when the space rock landed smack dab on a place called Mecca. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Get letters. Hopefully not letter bombs, but just letters. Thank you, Ellison. That one was, well, probably prophetic. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. JD has finally sent me a link to some of his stuff after we had the talk on the thingy. So here we go. And JD, some of his writings. Coming at you right now.
Hi, Lawrence. This is Jerry D again. I'd just like to let you know how enjoyable it was to talk with you the other day and to participate in the end of your madness that you put together. I would also like to say that I think you provide a great opportunity for a lot of folks to put their stories out for other people to read. Thank you, Lawrence. And now for challenge number 90. Here on podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, the place where the elite come to drabble. Was the year that we elected the best president that these United States has ever had in our history. 2008 was the year that the stock market shot through the roof and the Dow broke 15,000. 2008 was the year that the alternative fuel automobile replaced gasoline-powered automobiles. 2008 was the year that we discovered that there was no global warming or global cooling. 2008 was the year that every movie and television program was worth watching. 2008 was the year that I discovered that I was Superman and could fly. Now, how about that bridge in Brooklyn?
Thank you, JD. Jerry D. JD. Everybody's going by different names all these days. And it is. It's an honor that people actually show up here from week to week to give it their best shot in the stories. While I'm listening to these, I'm laughing, I'm thinking, I'm stroking my chin thoughtfully, or sometimes I'm just reading Time magazine and looking how awful it is and then looking up and saying, hey, I better replay that. That was good. But truly, it's I love the fact that y'all have a great time with this. And I'm tickled when y'all keep coming back. All right, next up is Kelly. Kelly? Holy crap. It's Kelly Burt from Come Let Me Whisper. Wow. We talked this week in that monster gigantic Hugo Mungus cast. Kelly, well, come let me listen. What have you got for us?
Hi, it's Kelly Burt from Come Let Me Whisper, and here's my first offering for 2008. Why are you going down this road again? Groaned Jenny. Jenny was 11 and not even around in 2008. Why should she care about the past? This is so boring, she complained again. Jenny's grandmother smiled before replying. Because it is important to me, and that should be enough. Besides, I thought you would be pleased that I can remember anything since I'm old. Jenny knew she was wrong and was a little disappointed in herself. Looking back on 2008 always brings me happiness. If you remember, that was the year I gave life to your mother, reminded Jenny's patient grandmother.
Aw, that was sweet. Thank you, Kelly, and welcome back. Kelly just goes to show everyone that even though you don't hear from someone in the Weekly Challenge for a long time, still around. Still hanging around in there writing a few things, and occasionally, boom, records. So Nardo agrees. Yeah, who'd a good boy. So thank you for coming back, Kelly, and stay a while. You know, if we aren't too scary, except for... you know, when Stewart's around. One more. This one was under the wire. Thank goodness I'm lazy. This one's from Caleb, who came up with the topic. And let's see what he's got. Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com.
Hi. This is Caleb Bullen from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And I've got a 100-word story for you. Looking back on 2008. We all thought the election was going to be such a big deal. We all thought the Olympics were going to be such a big deal. Who knew that one little invention could have taken all the oxygen from those big stories? In 2008, the bullshit engine finally found a use for political speeches, media commentators, preachers, and all the other bullshit that got slung at us all the time. Now, You can run your car, your electricity, everything really, on bullshit. And it's totally environmentally friendly. Well, Limbaugh's drug habit isn't. But his bullshit is like sweet, light crude.
Woo! Thank you, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb at BlackTieMartiniClub.com. Oh, I don't need to play Z's story. It freaking won. Weirdos. And there you have it. Whole bunch of stories about looking back at 2008. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. The voting? Yeah, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners, well, they go first the next week and all that. I still haven't ordered, like, little prize trinkets. I probably haven't even sent out all the ones I should have. Nobody's sending me addresses and all that. Hey, look it up in your inbox. Hey, my inbox blew up, all right? Good break. And also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of cool thing. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Oh, by the way, some people are saying, oh, I should do interview shows and all that. We tried doing the interviews with the One Hour Stories weekly challenge thing. Never got around to keeping that going. If y'all are interested, like, give me a yell during the week. I'll do something, try to make it interesting, whatever. Thank you again for listening and caring enough to send in stories or not. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, we'll miss you and all that, but still. And as always, keep it brief.
Closing.